This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. For many artists in developing communities, creativity is abundant, but cash is not. In Sarawak, on the island of Borneo, Sania Jugim learned at a young age to weave using bamboo, arrowroot, and rattan. She's advanced far beyond those early years, and her works have received the UNESCO World Crafts Council Award of Excellence. She also trains other women to make fine baskets and hats. Jugi will be among the 160 artists from 53 countries at the 14th annual Santa Fe International Folk Art Market this weekend.
I'm Sania Anajugi. I'm from the Iban ethnic, and I'm from Malaysia, Borneo. I'm doing the weaving mostly on rattan and bamboo and bamban. So for the folk art market, I bring some of this fine bamboo basket and of course the bags with bamban weaving and tupi tunjang, we call it, the pineapple hat. Tupi means hat and tunjang means sharp pointed one. Every pointed one, it is secure you. It can make you more powerful. You've got to call it strong or brave, and everything good was there. That's why during ceremony, when men use this, they seem that they are very brave. They are great. They are strong. They are power. Also, they look strong. They look brave when they use it. This hat, we have to weave it more than 3 days. A small basket is about 2 days, 3 days. And of course, with the finishing on the top, it's another day. So it takes about a week to finish one or more. I started doing the weaving since I was young because we stay in the long house, not in town, we stay in the jungle, almost in a faraway village. We have to make our own sitting mat, we have to make our own basket. So I learned it from my late mother. When I was 12 years old, my mother passed away. So from that, I have to start to learn. For daily use, we just do the weaving as a simple one. It was a 2x2 or 3x3, we call it. But for the fine basket like the bamboo, we use it usually for a wedding ceremony. The pattern must go touch each other like that so that they have a good relationship will never end. It will tie you like that. That's why the weaving, the patterns plays an important role for the every basket we weave. Folk art market really keep the craft alive. It's really help the artist to sell the product. They can get it, help the children for the schools because they really need cash for that. So if they can do, and we can sell it in the folk art market here, so we can pay them more.
KUNM's Megan Kamrick produced that interview with Sania Jugi. She's among hundreds of artists at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market this weekend. You can see photos and find out more at KUNM.org.